These are the first person singular files. This episode is called Pickup Lines. Written and performed by Peter Halpin. I really need to clear out my flat a bit. Make it look less like an adolescent from the 80s lives in it. I'm more like the home of the nearly 40-year-old computer programmer that I am. That corner cabinet full of Star Wars figurines is probably a major player in me being anything but a player on the dating scene. October 2018, with Neve from County Antrim, was my last one. And it was just one. The 20 minutes of silence over dessert wasn't exactly a highlight of either of our lives. I'd got back from going to the toilet and knocked my leg on the chair as I went to sit, and proceeded to act as though severely injured below the knee. When she asked if I was all right, I revealed the hilarious prank with the punchline, Sinn Féin. We'd not exactly got on brilliantly before that, anyway. She wasn't into Marvel, Star Wars, or Eurovision, so there was very little conversation to be had from my perspective. When I was 13, my dad gave me some invaluable tips and advice on talking to girls, or picking them up, as he called it. I said that sounded a bit kidnappy to me. He said, that's actually not a bad way to look at it. Well, it is, I said. No, he went on, jovially, as if manhandling someone you've just met for a potentially romantic rendezvous is rather comical. No, you need to get hold of them. Ideally metaphorically, you know, emotionally and intellectually. But if it means physically as well, so be it. In the palms of your hands, that's where you want them. And then he did this weird gesture like he was simultaneously rubbing custard pies into two people's faces, nudged me in the shoulder with his elbow, and laughed like Sid James. You've got to be the hottest hotshot salesman on the forecourt of love, my son. And once you've got them in your motor, make sure they belt up. And that cackle again. As if the contents of it wasn't bad enough, the timing of his sudden coaching session was, in hindsight, dubious. He and Mum broke up 2 months later. It turned out Dad had fabricated a fair few far-afield business meetings. When poor old Mum approached him about it, I don't think he fully comprehended the severity of what he'd done. He said he hadn't lied about where he'd been, that they were meetings, and that he'd definitely got down to business in them. He looked to me to laugh with him. I gave Mum a hug, and we held each other. As he tutted and took a fingerful of mash off the top of that night's shepherd's pie. It'd only come out the oven a moment earlier, so he must have really scalded himself on it. My Mum dropped the killer line. Stick your fingers in too many pies and you'll get burned. And that was that. Suitcase down from the attic, packed, and gone. Yep, that was my relationship guru, my love Yoda.
Pick up and romance girls you shall, Nicholas. Off now to screw Melanie in Gloucester, am I.
So, was I ever popular with the girls? Put it this way. For years after the school disco of 96, I was known as Neanderthal Nick. But nothing even happened. I'd just said to a group of girls about my dad's advice and how picking up a girl sounded a bit like a caveman whacking a woman around the head and dragging her off into the forest. I know now I shouldn't have said it. It was hardly a winning line.
But in no time, all sorts of stupid rumours were going around. Apparently, I decapitated a girl on a German school trip because I'd said about her being off her head. Well, that doesn't even work. If she was decapitated, her head would be off her, not her off her head. When I was 16, they got back together. My parents, I mean, not the decapitated girl's head and her body. That was all made up anyway. My folks, together again, Ma and Pops, as it had been. It felt like we were a unit again, no stopping us. Then some woman in Ipswich gave birth to my stepbrother. So, yeah, that was that. Again. I called him this morning. He ended the call saying his friend's sister was arriving at the train station shortly and she needed picking up. I knew what he meant. And he knew I knew. So, I just need to squirt on some sweet cologne scent and buff up my brogues, then I'm off out on my first date since the feigned shin injury. I think I'll go for the Iron Man waistcoat. The Spider-Man one might look a bit childish. I don't want to give the wrong first impression. She's been to all the last 7 Eurovision live finals. Jealous much? And she looks a bit like Carol Danvers, Ms. Marvel. You could say things are picking up.
Pick-up lines. Written and performed by Peter Halpin.